brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are into hour number two, and I'm going to open the phones up to the balance of the broadcast and continue to go over all of the important news that we have here. We are going to also get more into Fast and Furious and the fact that they've been caught yet again, Fast and Furious, on the tip of the iceberg of a government narcotics and gun running operation. And, of course, there's child running and woman and female running as well, sex slave in there. It's all in there. I mean, we're just run by the absolute scum of hell. Our society is run by the filth of the filth of the filth, the trash of the garbage of the sadistic, psychopathic, control freak, bloodthirsty, maniacal, wicked inventing system of serpent-like vipers wriggling around in a giant vat of sanguinated rat pus. And they I'm so sick of them. And I shouldn't have got angry last hour because it just totally exhausts me. I just realized, you know why I get so angry? I realize these are dangerous criminals. They're on the loose. They run our country. And I'm tired of just every day having to look at them. Every day knowing they're guilty, knowing publicly they're guilty. And they just keep going on and on and on. And no one stops them. No one ever stops them. No one ever stops them. And I know where it leads to. Oh, God. Oh, God, this country. All right, I'm going to open the phones up about this and more. What do you think about Fast and Furious? You know, will you at least give me that? Will you call in and first give me your take on Fast and Furious? Or on how the entire Bill of Rights and Constitution is being flushed down the toilet? 800-259-9231. I want to give first-time callers a chance in this hour. Totally open in the third hour. But 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I will come back from break, and I will get to your phone calls. And then later in the hour, I'll get into the Fast and Furious. I need to compose myself and actually go over the facts instead of just blowing up. It's disgusting to watch these people in Congress, under oath, perjuring themselves, and you know their whole history. You know about Napolitano. Holder and his emails that are public about covering up Oklahoma. We got to get on this right now. And this is a D-Day situation. And you talk to the cops who were involved, and cops got killed, saw the feds, you know, involved in it. And Jane Graham, who saw the feds planting the bombs, the head of HUD, the building. And you really start realizing, man, these are dangerous people. And I think my rage comes into the fact that as a person, as a man, I've got to confront these people. And it's not fun. It's not fun to sit there and have vampires right in front of you and watch a public asleep thinking I'm the extremist because I'm up here risking my life, my name, my treasure, fighting murderers. Thousands have been killed with the stinking guns they shipped into Mexico to destabilize things and to blame the Second Amendment. You know, I told you 6 years ago this was being started with our sources. There'd be a huge collapse of Mexico. We're on record. We're on record on all of it. And do you understand where it's going? Do you understand what's going to come in the future? Do you understand where this world is going? It's not pretty. They're now calling it a triple dip recession or the greatest recession. It was always a depression. We've been in depression numbers, every economist I've talked to, for three stinking years with their Cook numbers. Things are falling apart. Crime is exploding. The government is laying off police for police work, but hiring more for revenue generation. America, our home, where we live, is being imploded, and every other major nation under globalist control is being destroyed as well. 800-259-9231. We're going to get you up on air today and get into a lot of other news. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
November 1st, 2011, Attorney General Holder has perjured himself again, saying he never knew about Fast and Furious or any gun-running operation. As news articles and government documents pour out with the White House involved, 8 federal agencies, DEA, Border Patrol, FBI, ATF, ATF agents having fist fights in the Phoenix office, saying this is killing people, I won't be part of it, and being ordered by their supervisors to continue it. It wasn't just them ordering gun shops to sell guns to certain people. That was the cover to blame the Second Amendment. They were shipping 18-wheelers of guns into Mexico to certain key cartels. They were shipping them into the drug cartels in the U.S. And coming up later, we have the video clips. I'm going to show you Big Sis caught lying. And I'm going to show you the news article Paul wrote about it last week. We did a nightly news report on as well, where she gave a press conference with the deputy attorney general. She's standing behind him while he talks about this very program. And then she gets up last week and says she never heard of it and perjured herself. I mean, it makes Nixon saying, I'm not a crook. I'm not a crook. It is It is everything we've known is going on and then some, all coming out. What did Sybil Edmonds say on the day of 9/11, FBI NSA translator, listening to the Arabic? What did she say she heard when she broke her gag order 2 years ago? She testified secretly to Congress, and they told her, little lady, you don't tell anybody now what you know. That's how they always do it. Tell us what you know in secret under oath, little sweetie cake. And then we're going to get to the bottom of this. And then after they find out, she's like, okay, Al-Qaeda was under U.S. government command, under the CIA command. And they were talking about drug dealing, money laundering, child kidnap trafficking, sex trafficking, weapons selling. And bin Laden was under their command, or someone they were calling bin Laden. And this is the intercepts, NSA intercepts. And they're like, little lady, you are bound under congressional gag order. You don't tell anybody that. And then it goes on and on and on. This is what the government does. It's who they are. And if we continue to be naive, there is no future. Now, I'm going to try to settle down because I blew up during the break. They had the TV on in there, and I was listening to Holder, and they had it on screen that he denied knowing but said his deputy knew. I mean, he is such a liar. This came directly from the White House and, of course, above that. The only thing different is Bush didn't blame the Second Amendment for their operation. He just used it to control everything, the narcotics and the money coming in. They went one further and blamed the Second Amendment. And that's why they gave press conferences admitting gun running. They've all given press conferences. Watson's doing a new article boiling it all down with a new perjury. You know, a lot of people have been trained to accept lying and perjury by government. They've been trained to accept CIA drug dealing. They've been trained to accept corruption, collateral damage, all of that, torture, secret arrest, police state. But I guess, have the gift of it still hits me. It still upsets me. And today it hit me hard. I mean, going back about 40 minutes ago during that break, it hit me hard. It hit me so hard, I feel like I've been run over right now. Because, man, these are some bold crooks. I mean, they're going up before Congress saying, we know nothing, like Sergeant Schultz and Hogan's Heroes. I know nothing, nothing. And they're right there caught red-handed. It's like the cops bust somebody and they've shot videos of themselves over 10 years cutting up women they've kidnapped. And they've got all this video of them doing it themselves, and there are the graves in the basement. And the guy gets up on stand and says, I didn't do this. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's something to behold. Because you know the Republicans aren't going to go after him on this. And you know it's all just a bunch of political point scoring going on. I mean, here's another headline. Operation Armed Crusaders, DHS Napolitano's own Mexican gun trafficking program. Yeah, they were all involved in it. I mean, this stuff is all just coming out in CBS, AP, Fox News. And they don't care. What's their answer? They just come out and say, we're not involved in this. And you know there's blackmailing going on. You know they've released the Nixon tapes right when they were about to set him up and bring him down. He was like, you know the Kennedy thing. We need to get under those documents. I happen to know a few things here. Tricky dick ties. I might have to bring that up to the FBI and other people. Kennedy, think they want to look into that a little? Of course, he knew he was involved in the killing of Kennedy. The evidence is overwhelming. So, I mean, this kind of stuff goes on, and they all just use this against each other. And then here I am just wanting my Second Amendment, wanting my private property, wanting my family, not wanting the government to come take my kids. I mean, I read articles earlier where you forget to buy some chocolate milk when you're getting groceries like I've done, or a sandwich. You have no criminal record, and they come and arrest you. You know, hey, did you pay for that sandwich wrapper you have in your hand? We've been watching on the surveillance. Oh, I forgot. Let me pay. We're taking your kids. I mean, that's Associated Press today. It didn't matter if she was a master sergeant on leave because she's pregnant. Doesn't matter if her and her husband have no criminal record. It doesn't matter. You have a $5 sandwich you forgot to pay for. I mean, I'll guarantee you these cops that took her to jail and had the CPS take her kids, I will guarantee you they have walked out of a store with something. Everybody I know's done it. I've been on the run before. go in the 7-Eleven while I'm gassing up, get water, grab a donut, and eat the donut by the time I get to the counter, and then walk out and come back in and pay for the Krispy Kreme. You can tell I don't eat donuts anymore. Somebody buys them every day at the office, and I have to look at them and not eat them. The point is that we've all done this. I mean, yeah, if the cop gets your license, runs it, okay, no criminal record, I'm sure it's a mistake. You know, the point is, it's this. Now, if you got somebody trying to eat a sandwich and get out of there, but they just bought groceries, and they've got, you know, five convictions of shoplifting, go ahead and arrest them. I mean, you know, that's the whole point of this system. But then it's not enough. After they'd arrested her, they took her daughter. You know, there's no terrorist to actually see. So this whole see something, say something is they see a mother drink one glass of wine with her children at a luncheon in what, Phoenix, and she goes out and the waitress calls the police and they pull her over and take her two kids away, saying, well, you drank one drink and drove and that's illegal. I mean, is that the type of world people just ready to tattle, ready to dial a number, ready to, oh my gosh, you drew a picture of a guy with a gun in your art class. We're going to arrest you in the public school. Oh my gosh, you wrote a fiction story for your top of your class as a senior in high school and there's violence in it. So you're going to go to jail. Again, it's thought crime. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. We're going to go to break. And I'm just beside myself right now. I'm going to come back to Florida in Texas, calling from Dallas, 16:30 a.m. We're going to get to New York City Illuminated. A lot of wild names today. Listening on the free iPhone app. We got a PrisonPlanet.tv listener, another Leland. We're going to get to everybody after this break. I do need to put in a plug here. But I'm going to be broadcasting 24 plus hours, probably 27 is what it comes out to, from 11 a.m. until the end of the show the next day. And Aaron's going to sit in a couple hours. Paul Watson is as well. But we got David Icke coming on. We've got Fritz Springmeier. We've got George Norrie. We're lining up basically everybody. I mean, it's going to be Jesse Ventura's tomorrow, by the way, for a full hour. He's going to break some news here. But it's going to be absolutely jam-packed with some surprises and a lot of other things for the fourth annual Money Bomb. Again, the globalists take your tax money, give it to NPR, and they still have fundraisers every few months. We have one once a year to buy more equipment, more crew over there, you know, to really finish out the TV studio that we've now launched the show with. And if you believe in this, you should donate at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. So that's coming up. Also, so everybody can watch the Money Bomb. We've got 15 days free at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. You can go over there and sign up, get 15-day free trial. Or starting tomorrow, we're going to have a box, video box from PrisonPlanet.tv up there for everybody in an area that's going to be right on the front page of InfoWars. And then we're going to have a couple backups on Justin TV and on Ustream in case our system gets overloaded. And it may, because in just 3-4 days at Bilderberg, the videos and live feeds that Paul Watson and Aaron Dykes did got 3.5 million views on our Justin TV alone. It was terrible quality. And I'm not bashing Justin, but it's really low bandwidth. And with their ads all over it and stuff. And we're not partners over there. We didn't make any money off of it. We should have. Fund ourselves. We didn't need to do a bunny bomb. But the point is, 3.5 million videos watched. 3.5 million times they were clicked on and watched. And so if you get this page we're going to post tomorrow that's going to have, you know, InfoWars Offensive in the name, you know, 24-hour-plus broadcast, going to have some headline like that. Kirk's doing it right now, but we're trying to get it up a little bit later. You're going to have today's radio show. We'll get it up later on there. You're going to have the nightly news show. I'll be free to everybody. And then the restream of it. We're going to just have that posted the next 3 days. And then when we launch and kick off the 24-hour plus extravaganza, it's going to be up there for everybody. And even if you don't donate with the money bomb, it's going to be the information bomb. We're going to get this out to everybody. We are going to, again, That's how you really help, is get this link when it goes up and email it out to everybody, share it with everybody, and let's see if we can get a million people on there watching the different streams. So we're going to have two or three different, at least three different options there, because, you know, it's going to be wild. Stay with us. We'll be right back with your calls, I promise.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you gaining more body fat? Are you feeling tired? Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's testosterone may start dropping. And if you are an African-American man, you're at a higher risk of your testosterone turning into estrogen. Be the man you used to be. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. You can feel the youthful energy and the healthy sex drive you once had. And Ageless Male is all natural. No injections or appointments. Just one quick phone call. Get your risk-free trial of Ageless Male.
Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. With Ageless Male, you can raise your testosterone naturally by 61%. Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Florida, listening in Texas on 1630 AM. Go ahead, Florida. You're a long way from Florida. Welcome.
That's really my name. I met you down...
No, I think that's a cool name. I wasn't putting it down.
I was actually born here, too. I met you down at the in the Fed in Dallas. Me and my kids, we took a picture with you. I don't know if you remember or not.
I do remember all the great folks there. I'm sure I'd recognize you. Thank you for coming out to stand up against the real enemy.
You know, I'm angry. This whole thing makes me angry. And talking to my brother, which is a huge historian, and he firmly believes that 9/11 wasn't an inside job, which blew my mind. And I opened his eyes and awoken him. And he's just like, well, you need to run for office, is what he says. You got to do something to run for office. And it's like, that's not something I can do, but I know I have to do something. And watching the documentaries and getting on Charlotte Itzerby. Last week, I took my children out of school because it was Red Ribbon Week, Drug Awareness Week or whatever. And the school is giving me a hard time for that. And
yeah, no, they've got the statistics. Drug use has only gone up under this. They actually teach kids how to use drugs at those and introduce it. It's shown that sex education actually gets kids interested in sex, because they teach you about things that, you know, 9-10-year-olds wouldn't even be thinking about. And so they destroy their innocence. It'd be one thing when they were 12, 13, 14 to teach them about diseases and, you know, about how the human body works. But no, this is all sexual indoctrination, drug indoctrination. When I went to school, the cops teaching anti-drug awareness, I knew were involved with police dealing drugs. So they're basically there advertising their product to the children. And it's totally sick. It's totally evil. And it's all done by design. Hollywood making drugs look cool. That's all product placement. And so the school is saying you're bad because you don't want them there being politically brainwashed. You know why we've gone from number one in the world to now dead last and then some behind every industrialized country? Because it's all about political thinking. It's all about political correctness. It's all about drugs. It's all about safety. It's all about tattling. It's all about anti-bullying. It's all about don't run at recess. Don't shake hands. It's all about prisoner training instead of reading, writing, and arithmetic. You know, people ask why the economy's falling apart. Our education system's been destroyed by design. We've been deindustrialized by design. The taxes are too high on the middle class. That's why we're falling apart. But so the school's, quote, giving you trouble, huh?
Well, what they had said was, when I had called and let them know, because I have a pre-K-er and two kindergartners and a fifth grader, and I let them know that they would not be attending school. And they said, well, they had to talk to the principal. It was up to him whether he wanted to excuse it or not. And I was like, I really don't care about your point system. I'm just letting you know my children aren't going to be there this week. And they had a counselor call me and make sure that I understood what the week was about. And I opened her eyes, and I gave her the link to the Charlotte Itzerby interview that was done. And she was not aware. And she's like, well, I'm glad that you are aware. But the principal decided not to excuse my absences and sent me papers in the mail or letters in the mail letting me know that they were excessive absences. So I guess they're going to follow up on that, which I really don't care.
No. Listen. Here's the deal. You go to the principal's office with all the news articles, magazines, where the CIA's been caught bringing drugs in, where Fast and Furious is connected to drug trafficking, and you say, look, I'm done. Okay, number one, certainly kindergartners shouldn't be taught about drugs. It's all about what's in mommy and daddy's medicine cabinet, too. This is the state. Look, the schools are re-education camps now, and if you've got to have them in there, the best thing to do is pull them out during the brainwashing sessions. But, look, you're doing the absolute right thing. Listen, you know, all over the country, they give kids inoculations now without asking the parents. California has passed a law to do it. And I'll guarantee you, when it comes time for inoculation, this same public school will lie to you and tell you it's the law. At that point, they're engaged in racketeering and fraud. And at that point, you should sue them. They know there's no law. They know they threaten to kick your kid out and then trigger truancy, which is a law, but not when they kick your child out. Now it's not truancy. So it's all color of law, racketeering scam. And so you let them know that, and you let them know that you may think you're even going to gang up on me and try to call CPS. You go ahead and do it. I'll sue you personally, and you may beat the rap, but you won't beat the ride. Got it, criminal? You got it, Jack? I see you, you dirty scam artist, crime sucker. That's what they are. They know what they're doing. They know it. They sit there and lie to you and tell you your child has to be injected with that poison. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. The cans of soup and extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through? The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Listen, I figured something out over the last few years that I haven't really articulated properly, then I'm going back to your calls and in the news, but it's this. Americans are big-hearted, good people on average, the salt of the earth. And I've been around the world, but I've also talked to people more well-traveled than I. America is a great place. But because we think it can't happen here, it's like we're a dodo bird. When the sailors showed up at the island, these dodo birds would walk right over to them. They were hungry. They'd conk them on the head and eat them. They became extinct. Because we haven't dealt with as much tyranny as some other countries, we're like domesticated animals that just don't even know what's going on. But I've already told you that analogy. The point I wanted to get at here... Oh, I don't even remember the point I was going to make now because I got off into my dodo bird analogy. It'll pop in my head in a minute. Oh, I remember what it is. It's hospitality. People are into hospitality all over this nation. And I always heard people say, yeah, people in New York are rude. Yankees are rude. I think my experience is being in New York dozens of times, the people are great, smart, hardworking, really nice, friendly. It's the... The police are pretty darn rude, though. So I guess that's where tourists get that idea. People tend to have cliches in their head. Folks from Europe have come to Texas, and my whole life, people from other parts of the country, they say, where's the tumbleweeds? Where's the horses? I'm like, well, you drive about 100 miles west of here, you'll find them. And, you know, the state's gigantic, but it's these cliches. But getting back to the point I'm making is that it's people think it's almost like hospitality to let bureaucrats boss you around or to grovel. People kind of hat in hand go up to the DMV counter. People kind of hat in hand go up to the school principal. People kind of hat in hand. Now, it's one thing if someone's respectful of you to be respectful to them. But we've kissed up to government so long that they actually think that they are our bosses now on average, and they treat us like trash. And we've also brought in so many tens of millions of people from third world countries, a lot of them very intelligent and hardworking, but they're used to hardcore tyranny, so they step and fetch. And the system has gotten used to that especially. And they think, well, this is the way it is. And so you'll see police in New York narrow their eyes and walk over to somebody who throws the wrong thing in the trash and threaten them and wreck them a ticket and try to intimidate them. And they've been told to do that. The system wants you to feel small. And I couldn't believe it. When I flew out of Austin, one guy's a fan last week, or I guess more than a week ago now, at the TSA, hey, Alex, how you doing? And one guy, older guy with gray hair, goes, this is Alex Jones. He's a troublemaker. And I thought he was joking. But then he went further and was like, yeah, he's a troublemaker. And I said, yeah, I'm going to expose the TSA with Jesse Ventura in Las Vegas. Yeah, he's suing you guys. And the guy's like, where are you going? You know, stuff like that. And then when I flew back and was walking through the airport, he was walking by me and actually tried to kind of look at me, intimidate me. He was kind of, I mean, that guy is a joke. You think you intimidate me? What is your problem? How embarrassing for you that you got this uppity attitude when you're a, quote, public servant. But see, you know you're not a servant. You know that it's a thug's world. It's a little nobody's world, isn't it, in your system? While America collapses, this short little time where devils like you get to have their fun. I've never had the TSA do anything to me in Austin, but be respectful and nice. Other parts of the country, Billings, Montana, treated like absolute trash along with old ladies. I mean, I thought I was in Nazi Germany. I've had the L.A. people make fun of me and laugh at me and ask me if I had a problem, and I got in their face. And that was two black guys. I think they were racist. But the point is that you can only take so much of these people. You can only take so much of it. And I tell you, Jesse Ventura can't take any more. I mean, you bring up the TSA to him, he's a guy who's all into controlling his anger. And you could tell he physically looks like a volcano under the surface. When I told him that they had checkpoints on the roads, he said, that's not true. It can't be true. I showed him, and he was mad for an hour. Not showing it, but literally like, I guess you're right. It's true. I mean, you know, that's a normal response, though, to America has internal checkpoints, and now they want to grab our genitals there. It's normal to get upset. It's normal to grieve. It's normal to get angry. It's normal. I can't take it anymore. All right, I'm going to your calls. But, you know, all of you authoritarians, careful what you wish for. Because you think you got all this firepower and all this surveillance and all over the country for years, but now they're just announcing it. They've got microphones listening for hundreds of yards around in parks. I saw articles, national parks have them hidden everywhere. The government all feels like they've been let in on the secret little command centers, and they go in and listen to everybody, and they've got cameras in rest stops and now in hotel rooms and school bathrooms, and they all get off on it. All you idiots in government and corporate America that think you're part of the power structure because you're let into the national security level and you're given a little stipend of cash. Have you looked at yourselves, at your grade scores, at your psychological score, at what you look like physically? You've been hired because you're the only trash they can get to carry out this type of evil. Okay, and you know, at first the TSA wasn't like this. We're going to check bags for bombs. It was just regular type security people wanting a job. But as they asked them to do more and more, the people get either more and more stupid or more and more evil. And so now the epidemic of TSA robbing everyone and child molesting is in the news every day. Of course. I mean, what type of man wants to grab children's genitals all day? What type of man wants to rub my chest. I never even aired the audio of this. I think at the end of the day, because I'm embarrassed by it, because I had to get on the plane. I wanted to go ahead and see what was going to happen. I knew they were going to go ahead and find me and throw me out or arrest me. So I said, I don't like it. I do this with protest. And, you know, the guy was like, I'm just going to check here. He wouldn't go, as its own word. He would do it at the end. Because people like this like to exercise it out in the open. That's why Bill Gates liked to, you know, release the deadly mosquitoes onto a crowd he's with and say he's releasing them worldwide to vaccinate you whether you like it or not. Criminals like to flaunt it. And the criminal type, the criminal psychological makeup. You see, I abhor the idea of making someone do something just to make them do it. I'm powerful. I'm aggressive. I'm hyper-dominant to the point of I want to see people empowered and built up. Little trash likes to sit there and bully people around. Real men like to take on bullies. Real men like to get on the field and defeat the enemy, not sit there and mow down women and children societally. All right, I'm done. And I'll just get to the Fast and Furious next hour. It's so important, but I've got to somehow get out of this mode of just frothing anger and get my articles and highlight them and go over some of the clips here. Man, ooh. Let's go ahead. And I mean, this is a journey into slavery. So to finish the simple thought, people think it's like being friendly or being humble to let people abuse you and boss you around who are in government or corporate systems. They think it's respectful. And also, high-powered lawyers I know that I'm friends with and business people, they go, well, I don't let them get to me. Yeah, they body scan me and then they grab my genitals, but they're just scum. Yeah, you're right, it's all a bunch of theater, but I just deal with it. You know, there's also this male attitude of, I'm just going to muddle through it. Listen, you don't do that with your rights. You don't, well, I'm tough, I'll just take it. Well, I'm going to let this person, you know, I mean, if I go to a lunch counter somewhere to, like, get barbecue and people are rude to me, I'll say, why are you being rude to me? Because, see, I know it's uncomfortable for them and it's uncomfortable for me, but I've got to do that. I've got to do that in front of my children. I'm not looking for trouble, but if you're looking for it, you came to the right place. You understand that? I'm not here to be walked on. I'm not a floor mat. You understand that? And that's what America is about. Listen, if you don't like being uppity about your rights, if you don't like being into freedom, if you don't like being into private property, if you like this collectivism, you shouldn't be here. You can debate whether you like collectivism better or not, or what system we should have. But see, this is the country that became the wealthiest and the most powerful on the free market. Not what we have now, this crony capitalist garbage. And so you people that call me extreme and a throwback and a hillbilly or a radical, because I really know what America's all about, you are the people out in left field, okay? And I don't care how many dramas or TV shows demonize patriots. I don't care how many cop shows demonizes, how many government training manuals demonizes. I know I'm right. I know I've read the Federalist Papers. I know I do the hard research. I know I've been proven right. And I know where this country's going, and you're not going to like it. A lot of you play mind games with yourselves as well. You play these mind games to convince yourself you're part of the power structure. You people are in for a rude awakening. Well, you're already starting to wake up, aren't you? You know, the awakening's here. It's just you haven't woken up to one-tenth of it yet. And when you wake up to one-tenth of it, you haven't woken up to one-one-thousandth of it. Because the more I learn, the more I'm blown away that it's always 50 layers more sickening and horrible than I could even imagine. If you can imagine it, they're doing it. Because there's 7 billion people and hundreds of millions of government control freaks and people. And can you imagine all the stuff? The Bible says the wicked invent evil. They went about inventing new forms of wickedness. I forget the exact quote. Inventing evil, inventing twistedness, inventing mental illness and sickeningness and weakness. That's what we're facing. Okay. I'm going to go to Legend or Linden. I can't really read that. I'm brain dead. I don't even know what that. What's that say, Harmon? Okay, Linden, good. I'm out of control. I'm so angry I can't even read right now. New York City illuminated, and then we'll get to everybody else. Lyndon, thanks for holding during this rant transmission. You're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing? My name is Lyndon Granger, and I just wanted to tell everybody Alex Jones is 100% correct, and I'm a victim of this tyranny. And this is a red alert. We are under severe attack. Right now, I'm in federal court, and my case number is 10. It's H-10-2698. I took them to federal court. The Houston Police, Beaumont Police, Department of Justice, Harris County, Jefferson County, tried to put me and my brothers in jail for life over a false accusation. And also, they stole all our children. So we at war now. This is a red alert. We have no criminal history. We never done nothing wrong in our life. I'm an inventor and I'm a scientist, and I've been trying to patent a project to open the industry for this country. But so far, it fell on deaf ears.
Oh, that's who they assassinate or come after is inventors. Boy, they've gone after hundreds of thousands of inventors the last 100 years. Wow, so what did they do to you? This woman accidentally walked out with a sandwich. Well, she ate it in the store, and then she bought groceries, but they went ahead and took her child from her. And she's a master sergeant. That's Associated Press. What crimes are they accusing you of?
Well, they're accusing me of indecency with a child. And what they did was someone went in and lied, because my girlfriend's cousin hated our family. So she went and told his lie. The Houston police proved that the lie wasn't there. They didn't even investigate it right. They threw it out. But Beaumont picked it up, which is double jeopardy. But what happened was they wanted to get us so bad. What messed them up, this is why they hadn't put me in jail, because they've been trying to put me in jail for 2 years. I was working for Houston Yellow Cab at the time of the accusation. They said this happened in 2003 in Beaumont. I was not in Beaumont in 2003. I was working for Houston Yellow Cab in 2003, that whole year, and I have my light bill where I was living. They couldn't even place me in that county, and that's why I went to federal court. Once I went to federal court, they tried to run away. So they took Beaumont and Jefferson County, ran over to the Eastern District.
Well, I'll tell you what the new witch hunt is. Dyncorp and Halliburton can be in the Houston Chronicle running giant white slavery rings. That means sex slavery, men, women, children, you name it. And they get in no trouble. There's congressional hearings, no trouble. Then they have these witch hunts out there. And I saw a case where a fella showed my film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, gave a copy to a 14-year-old kid to show his parents, and the police came and arrested him, saying he may have sacrificed a child, because the cops watched the Bohemian Grove thing in L.A., and I saw the court case documents. It was hard to believe. First, they arrested him, saying that they thought he'd done this ritual. He's like, no, this is a film released. It's on national TV. It's on Trio Network. Then they said, okay, well, you tried to molest the 14-year-old. Even the 14-year-old said, no, he didn't touch me. And so he went to jail for showing them my film. I mean, they can send a ham sandwich to prison. That's been proven. They only want to put innocent people in jail, though. It came out that in Texas alone, Houston Chronicle, in 1 year, they released 200,000 aggravated felon illegal aliens. Napolitano does it because they want them here. I mean, this is so incredible. And then they will throw the book at innocent people all day long. Because, again, the government is a bunch of wicked devils. I'm telling you. Now, some police departments aren't completely evil. And that sounds like the police investigator found out it wasn't true. But some police departments, they don't care if you have a 100% ironclad alibi. Look what the DNA evidence shows. More than a third of the people on death row are totally innocent. And I saw a case just a few months ago where a case out of Georgetown, for 20 years, the prosecutor knew that the guy on death row was innocent and tried to cover it up just for his career. I mean, you talk about evil on you. You know somebody's innocent, and you are going to let them die just for your own. I mean, that is evil, and that's only the tip of the iceberg. Lyndon, anything else?
I want to tell you this. We got a plan on, we got a good plan. Once we get out of all this mess out of court, we got a plan, me and my brother, to stop this tyranny. We got a plan for industry, and we got a plan to stop the New World Order's agenda, which is to take over the market and all this money and stuff they're trying to change. We got a plan against that. We're going to need people to back us. We're going to raise a group. that's going to fight against that. We're in this like you. We're all in it like you, Alex. We're in this to our death. We're in this to the death because they took our children. The CPS worker, they got our children. She's making money off our child. We're going to get our children back at all costs. This is tyranny. We're at war. We just like Gaddafi. We just like him. They're attacking us for no reason. They're trying to exterminate us. And we're living proof. And everything you're saying, people need to listen. They need to arm themselves and get ready for war because it's here in the United States right now.
God bless you. I appreciate your call. Yeah, the system, a lot of the minions of the system don't realize what they've turned loose. But Americans always take a long time to get going. But once it happens, this country is made up of pirates and frontiers people. And swashbucklers and soldiers and people that came here through incredible adversity and slavery. And, you know, half the people that came over on those boats died on average. So the sailors died a lot, too. Incredible malaria. You know, America is the best of the best. The roughest of the roughest. The toughest of the toughest. And that's why they put fluoride in our water and poison in our food to weaken us. Because the New World Order has always hated us. America is the number one target. And they get us in the name of America to destroy ourselves. New York City eliminated. Nathaniel and others, your calls are straight ahead. Alex Cherry, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
On screen, if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, you can see the IntelliStreets.com website that has the smart street lamp. that puts out Wi-Fi, has government announcements to spy on your neighbors, has sensors that turn it on to videotape you, and it has the audio system to record you. Isn't that nice? It also has environmental tattletale sensors. And look, the feds have already been putting these up around the country since at least 1998. I had that from the Austin American Statesman and the federal grants. And then they called it gunshot detectors, but I went to the other company. There's a whole bunch of these. Big business, obviously. Imagine all the streetlights in the country. And you could click audio of a presentation with them saying, here we are listening to someone at 200 yards away. This can be fed into your situation center or threat fusion center. They already had that name back then. And so that's all it is. So in 1984, the street lamps listen to you. Well, here they do. And they have computers listening for keywords. I mean, this is beyond 1984. And you tell people, and they try to deny it's even happening. But here's our article. Federally funded streetlights capable of recording conversations. Orwellian IntelliStreets system now being installed in major cities. Here's another article. Big Sis to monitor Twitter for signs of social unrest. Such an important article. Again, I'll get to that next hour after we cover the proven perjury, new perjury today by Eric Holder and others with Fast and Furious. This could bring down this criminal enterprise. Right now, let's go ahead and take a call to New York City Illuminated. You're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, salute. This is New York City Illuminated on Twitter. I'm a PrisonPlanet.tv member about 2 years.
Thank you.
And thank you, because I don't have as much cancerous aspartame and crazy things killing me slowly because of that. And, you know, I'm calling you from the New York Police State. My rap name is Mellow Malo on YouTube. And I put together an Alex Jones short but potent anti-Illuminati message for the hip-hop community. Can I spit it real quick, fast?
As long as there's no profanity, right?
Absolutely not, sir.
Well, go ahead and spit
it. It goes like this. There's no stopping a thought whose time has come. You can kill the messenger, but his words live on, and it's on. Dawn to the break of your mic palm. Armageddon thoughts like a soldier of Christ, a Lucifer. Hip-hop, it was set in the darkness, but the light's shining when I'm freestyling. Freestyling to avoid the violence. Now the sacred squadron breaks silence. So hold your pagan idols like you forsake the Bible. I held my father's rifle with an eyeful of ancient lies told. Secret evils like the Georgia Guidestones waiting to see my Illuminati clone. Claiming my home from Lone Star to the Mecca. Invaded your sector like Columbus Christopher. Statue of slavery was a monument. False virgin sacrament, European child kidnapping rings, presidential, homosexual, prostitution, they lie the worst, and evil souls thirst for the worst, covert on some dirt, converse with the church, old men sitting round tables, choosing a Glock that'll burst, evil souls, drug crime to the church, no mafia movie works, bow ties to orange and striped shirts. Blue collar, holler for a broken dollar scholar. Government flipping mighty, disposing bodies. You're supposed to believe Democrats ain't Bush, but Smiley. Illuminati took over Freemasonry. From the beginning, the crown still held they slavemen. Taken from more religious trace and place to this matrix. I bet you're gonna take that bait. I ain't never believed that no state's gonna keep me safe. Learn your history or live behind a metal gate. Or behind false enemy lines. Literally eating off, taking innocent lives. And later not paid to survive. Who was the veterans of teaching knowledge or lost ones finding jewels? We the first generation, our rules. I'm my first generation, my rules. Yeah, yeah, Alex Jones, InfoWars, Illuminati.
That's the all right, my friend. Well, all right, good to hear from you. New York City Illuminated, good to hear from you. We're really illuminated with these streetlights spying on us now. All right, we're going to come back and go right to Nathaniel, Alex, Super, John, and others. Jam-packed hour number 3 straight ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.